This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I was too busy tidying my desk to understand what was happening for a moment there. Anyway, of course, my name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
And Christine Wong.
With you all the way for another 12, 13 minutes. If you'd like to get in touch regarding our topic of the day, it's whether or not technology helps or hurts your focus. We've asked you guys to feedback. Have we got some over there?
Yes, we do. We have one here from Wendy. This is not about tech and focus, but about a story about KonMari-ing your workplace.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Wendy says, I can never stand messy desks, so I always have it clean, only a laptop and a coffee mug. This has led to past bosses sometimes pass comments to me asking if I'm very free. Seriously.
Interesting.
Oh. Mm.
So clutter to them means that you're doing something.
You just don't have time to tidy it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a very old school way of thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, and then there's another one here by Chan who says, 1,000 emails, you probably haven't seen Matt Armitage's unread email count. What is he talking about?
I've seen it. There's a ridiculous amount of unread red thingies on his email box thingy.
Matt, shame on you.
He takes pride in it. You know, he takes pride in it.
Why?
Because he's a fascist or a sadist or whatever. You know, he's
Matt,
one of those people.
I thought you were cool and now I'm like...
Sorry, Matt. Secrets.
Speaking of judging other people,
open offices. We've spoken about this a whole bunch of times, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes on to, who was it that just sent that message about the...
Wendy.
About how having an open office is causing your co-workers to judge you more harshly. We're naturally inclined to judge one another, and open offices magnify it. It's natural to watch the actions of other people and to judge them for doing things different than you. The comedian George Carlin said in a famous routine, have you ever noticed that anyone driving slower than you is an idiot and anyone going faster is a maniac? So the effects of all of this judgment are magnified in open office environments in which the behavior of everyone is on display for everybody to see. So a couple of the things that come up are you're being judged for what time you leave, right? We've all felt this. For example, anybody who leaves the office at exactly 5 p.m., when you're supposed to, runs the risk of being labelled a slacker by anyone staying later. And as a result, people look around the office and wait for the other people to leave before they decide to leave. Now, the problem with that is it's counterproductive because you're not being productive whilst you're sat there waiting for other people to leave. You're doing nothing.
Yeah.
You could be out of the office doing something else productive, you know, like living your life and eating your lunch or taking your kids to school or swimming or something like that. Now... the next one is, you are being judged what you do at lunch. So people can see who is eating at their desk and who avoids getting up for too long. And all of this behavior can lead people to spend too much time in one place during the workday. The hardest problems at work require taking breaks during the day. When you're stuck in a problem, there's a good chance that you're being reminded of the same small set of solutions repeatedly. To break that cycle, it's valuable to step away from the work for a while to let your memory reset. A walk is helpful. Changing your surroundings can also remind you of other things that might be useful for solving a problem. We've all seen it, you know. I get up, I disappear, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm sat doing nothing. It's I'm ruminating. I'm thinking. Ords does it. You disappear into the kitchen for a lot of the time, you know. I can see you in there making your 3-in-1 and everything.
Yeah.
You're having
I disappear
your
to get water,
you
like,
disappear
every
to get water.
Hour.
Yeah.
And now we know that this helps with focus.
Correct. Jeff disappears to pick up his parcels from wherever he's ordered from that week, you know. I think it's very... getting up from the desk is something that has been ingrained in me for years after I met... one of my former bosses who was very rarely at his desk, but when you needed him, he was always there. But he was that very same person. I cannot sit at a desk. I cannot think whilst I'm at the desk. I need to be moving.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. Right. What you can do to use... anyway, when you judge others, it's typically because you perceive them as different from yourself. And research on social groups in psychology distinguishes between in-group members, who are the people that are part of your team, and out-group members, who are part of some other team. You tend to judge people from the out-group who do things differently than you do. But to appreciate when people from your in-group do things differently, you are also more likely to compete with members of out-group and cooperate with members of your in-group. Think about it. Yeah, true, right?
Yeah.
When you see other people in the office, remind yourself that they are all your teammates. All of them. right?
That is true.
Yeah.
Your goal is not to outdo them, but to help everyone be most productive. If somebody consistently leaves the office at 5 p.m., don't look down your nose at them. Just ask yourself whether they are getting their work done successfully. If they are, then be glad that you have such an efficient worker as part of your group. That's how you need to be thinking about it. Don't judge other people. They've got lives to lead.
Yeah, you know, I think also with the lunch point as well, I think that especially here in Malaysia, sometimes you're kind of judged for like eating at your desk as well because it's like, well, why aren't you socializing with us?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just want to have a moment alone or a moment
exactly,
to focus.
Exactly, to add to that, why are you sat eating alone? Because I want to.
Yeah.
Why is that a big deal?
That's okay. You know, you can eat lunch alone if you want, and you can socialize if you want.
Exactly.
Totally up to you.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge people.
Right? But I think that I like this point here in this article where it says, when you judge others, the implicit assumption is that your orientation is better than theirs. Mm. And so when someone does something differently than you would do it, they are wrong in some way. And that's not really the case, is
not
it?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Ladies and gents, we have come to the end of the show. And in fact, the end of the week, we will be going away for the weekend.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Thought we'd get a nice little cheer in the studio. Of course, it is Friday. Now, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all of your comments, your feedback regarding tech, whether or not it helps or hurts your focus. That was a topic we were leading with today based on
the fact that there is a game in an app called Decoder that researchers have said if you play it twice a week for a month, it will apparently help your focus, although you need to pay for it. So there is always a catch.
And we seem to have found out that the feedback today regarding that has been fairly split, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Then, of course, we spoke about
how Planned Parenthood has designed a chatbot that answers questions about sex. It's designed to answer teens' most pressing questions about sex, bodies, and relationships.
And then we talked about how to con Marie your work life.
Wrapping up with how you are being judged at work. You shouldn't do it. Be nice, people. Mm-hmm. We've all got to work together.
Yeah.
Anyway, time for us to wrap up. But, of course, if you missed any part of this show or any of our fabulous topics today, you can go back and listen to the podcast very shortly. The podcast will be up. You can use the app, which is available in the Apple App Store, Google Play, or get us on Spotify. Failing that, head over to the website, bfm.my/podcasts. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Airbnb has gained massive popularity in recent years, but not without some bruising legal battles. What has the tech startup's relationship been with local regulators? Mike Orgill, he's the general manager for Airbnb Southeast Asia, discussed Airbnb's performances in the region, their expansion from accommodation to experiences, as well as safety concerns. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. I'm Rich Bradbury on behalf of Christian Wong and Audrey Raj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place at noon here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.